Dallas Quattro. He is the great superintendent of a highway individual for the town of Brookhaven. And wanted to get him on today regarding the budget and everything else. We've got a couple of minutes to do that. Daniel, how are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing very well this morning. Today is Autism Awareness Day. So things were, a very important day. Obviously, everyone knows someone who's been affected by this. But as a result, things were a little slow getting the kids at school this morning. A lot of activity.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. We have a great clinical psychologist, does a show every week, Saturdays, 10 o'clock. Dr. Romus, Michael Romus, does a great job. He's got some great guests tomorrow. So I've been following him a lot, and it's such an important topic, and awareness and everything else. There's so many great programs out there for families affected and everything. And really, a wonderful day to really keep an eye on things. So I'm glad you brought that up, my friend. And I know you're keeping an eye on the roads, as you always do, in tremendous fashion. And the budget coming down this week, Dan, how does it affect you guys?
Listen, I'm always grateful for extra money. I always say every penny I get, I spend. But, when you look at this budget and what it means to the town of Brookhaven, we get about an extra $1.5 million for road work. And considering the average medium-sized neighborhood costs about $500,000, the average large neighborhood costs about $1 million to resurface and repair concrete, it's really not a lot of money. And if you look at the overall scale of this budget, and the fact that when I left the state assembly, when I left being a New York State Assembly and became highway superintendent in 2013, our state budget that we passed that year was $133 billion, 8+ years ago. Today, the budget they passed is $212 billion. Now, how are we only increasing infrastructure funding by $100 and some odd million when we've increased the budget by $80 billion? There is something very seriously wrong with the priorities in New York State. And when you have one of our United States senators tweeting that child care is infrastructure, we can all agree these are important issues, but we can't pretend that definition of a word somehow changed. Infrastructure is infrastructure. It is our physical transportation network in this nation. And especially as we get out of the major metropolitan urban areas into our suburban and rural areas, our roads are our lifeline. And if we don't invest in this infrastructure properly, which we haven't for decades, it's going to continue to crumble. And this budget simply does not prioritize suburban infrastructure once again. And it is extremely disappointing when they're putting $2.1 billion into, and I'm not going to use the politically correct term that they are using, I'm going to say $2.1 billion for illegal aliens. It is extremely frustrating as a highway superintendent to not see our transportation infrastructure budget doubled or even tripled to the detriment of programs like this that have nothing to do with infrastructure.
And you almost forget Dan was an assemblyman up there, so he knows the deal. And he's right, 133 to 212.2. And you look at the tax increases of $18 billion or so, everybody's going to feel that. But you're right, we got some of the worst roads going, and nobody does anything. And all I hear about is the MTA and the bailout. We need money. $12 billion, please, somebody. You know what? You're right. 1,000% right. We got terrible roads here. I mean, God, are they bad. I mean, have you ever traveled anybody on the Bell Parkway lately? It's just crazy, But on Long Island especially, Dan's 1,000% right. Priorities. And listen, I hate to always get political in any type of discussion of this nature, but the fact of the matter is Dan's right. The priorities are just shifted in the wrong direction. They are. I'm sorry, they are. And it's all about pandering and pandering and pandering to you-know-who. It's the AOC effect, and that's what has gone on as far as the state is concerned over the years. We have people who have had a moderate way of thinking gone the other way, So it's no surprise here, but yeah, even the roads are affected regarding this. Dan's 100% right. Yes.
No, listen, I've had the great benefit of serving on the county, the state, and the town level. I understand the interactions between, I understand the budget process on those levels of government. And, you know, I had hoped several years ago, we had an assemblyman who was chairman of the Transportation Committee who was from New York City for decades. He left. We got an assemblyman who was from upstate New York, obviously still in the Democratic majority, but I was hopeful that having someone from outside of New York City who would understand that the priorities do not center around mass transit and bridges and tunnels. And again, I understand those things are all important. New York City is a major economic driver for the state. It affects all of our tax base. I get that. But once again, it can't be to the detriment of the people who live in the outlying suburban areas who commute into that city, you know, to work. So really, you know, not to, you know, to belabor the point, but the priorities are askew. We really need, and we've been saying it for a very long time, I've been beating that drum since I left the Assembly, well, even when I was in the Assembly, but especially as Highway Superintendent, really to refocus our priorities on our suburban infrastructure, because for too long, it was an easy place to cut money. You know, I'm always fond of using, you know, the old expression, why do they rob banks? Well, it's where the money is. Well, when people look to cut funding, where is a large source of funding within a budget? Well, you look at the town of Brookhaven, the highway department budget accounts for nearly half the total town budget. So when things go wrong and tax revenue falls, well, where do you necessarily have to cut funding? Well, you have to reduce funding somehow in that line. Now, you know, we were fortunate this year that the money that we lost last year in tax revenue was is going to be made up by some of that federal funding. But, you know, we really have to look at what New York State is doing in terms of prioritizing funding within their budget. And if anyone takes a moment to look at this budget seriously and look at the fact that the federal government entirely made up the shortfall from last year's pandemic, and they still raised taxes almost $14 billion, and almost none of that came to infrastructure, there is something very seriously wrong with the way New York State government is operating right now.
Big topic. I want to get you back on next week. I'm eating by the clock. Good stuff, though. You're right. Everything you said, I agree with, really. Completely a lack thereof as far as thinking. We'll talk again next week. We'll get you on, all right, my friend? I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Good topic, though.
Have a great
weekend. Have a good weekend.
Take care.
Appreciate it.